episode 744, A Divided Heart.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Teenage happy, happy day, rise and shine. It is your day to get it on. It is going to be an extraordinary week. I just know it is, and I hope that your blood is pumping with joy. Oh, yes, it is. It better be running through those veins. And if you are not awake, guess what? I'm screaming in your ear. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. God's got major plans for you today, and we're going to have a great chat. It's Mindful Monday, and we're talking about a divided heart. It's going to be a good one, so you want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this family. Big hugs across the airways. I'm so excited that you're here. You warm my heart with your presence. If you haven't already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Finding the Simple in Every Day. We are going crazy. Guess what's around the corner? It's the Super Bowl. Yes, here in the United States, people are already getting excited for the Super Bowl. I can't believe it. People already have parties planned. They're scheduling trips around it. The final games are on. Do you ever feel like you're running that race, the final race, trying to get to the finish line? Or sometimes you feel like you're just jumping from one section to the next. Maybe you're wanting someone to come next to you and help you in your journey. Well, we've got a special group for you. Come on into facebook.com/groups/the women of impact. If you're a woman, yes, guys, I'm sorry, right now it's only for women. We may be doing something for men later, but right now, if you're a woman, you fulfill that criteria, come on in, request to join, and I will happily approve your request. We have a very tight-knit group of ladies there who support each other, tight and growing. And sometimes we just need a safe zone, meaning that we can come together knowing that we're not going to hear, you know, just bickering. We're going to hear truth from love. And that's the difference. And that's what we're talking about today, a divided heart. What happens when you are pulled in all directions? Like you have no idea what that means, right? With the weight of the world on your shoulders, you cling tightly to a divided heart, hoping to survive. But there's so much more than survival. You don't need to be one who is just treading water all the days of your life. There's more to life than that. Are you searching for that? Are you wanting something more than what you have right now? And that doesn't mean necessarily more success, more money, less debt, whatever, however you want to look at things, maybe more children, less children. Maybe you wish you could like send them back. You have those moments, right? Come on, be realistic. If you have children, you got to be honest with yourself. Sometimes we do want to send them away. That's all right. You just take a deep breath and then they go away. But however, that's exactly what happens with a divided heart. Things begin to go away because you kind of jump ship. You're going from one thing to the next. You live your days in fragments and broken pieces with gaping holes of hurt and sorrow and unrest. You're overloaded and overwhelmed. Your daily posture starts sunken and ends drunken with scars and self-inflicted wounds. And then you question, is this all life has to offer me? Does this sound all too familiar? This mindset of, oh, woe's me. I'm throwing a pity party. Raise your hand. You're all invited. You know, when you're jumping around in life, going from one thing to the next, and it's not a happy-go-lucky jump around, but it's basically to move from one responsibility to the next. You got to do what you got to do, and that's all your focus is. There's no joy. There's no zest in life. You're just kind of doing it. It's just these mundane responsibilities. Making the bed isn't even a responsibility anymore. You just get up, you kind of throw your hair together, you put on a little bit of court kind of foundation, maybe a little bit of things, but then you finish it off in the car. As you rush yourself to work, you drive by your favorite coffee shop or espresso tea shop or whatever it is that you love to get drinks, and you load up with maybe a little too much extra sugar, and you go out, and by 10 o'clock, your day is already beginning to crash. And you wonder why you're living the life that you are. A divided heart. You see, with a divided heart, you have divided priorities. You know, who and what gets your attention? If you have multiples of children, you know, more than one, you've heard the thing of who's your favorite? Well, sometimes maybe you feel like you're playing that. Like, oh my gosh, he wants this, but she wants that. No, but he wants that over there. And now I got to do this. And then what about that? And then, oh, what about the hubby? And then you got to focus in. Maybe you're a divorce mom and you've remarried. And then you have to figure out the stepchildren. It gets really, really complicated. Who and what gets your attention? It's self-strangulation. Now, this all sounds probably really horrible to you, doesn't it? You're like, Christiane, do you not know this is a Monday morning and I'm already feeling a little bit yucky under the weather? And this is what you're telling me about my mindset? A divided heart? Well, what I have to ask you is this. Have you checked in with your heart lately? We've been talking a lot about connecting the heart, the mind, the mouth. You see, we're working on our foundation. You can't build a house that doesn't have a strong foundation. If you've tried, you know what happens. It eventually crumbles. So we have to start with the foundation. So when we're looking at our heart, you need to understand the divided heart. And a divided heart has characteristics. Let me give you some of those characteristics. You never thought a divided heart had characteristics, but it does. It's emotionally unstable. Maybe you feel either happy or peaceful, or maybe it's more like worry and confusion. A divided heart wanders. It's a wandering. It doesn't have direction. And you find yourself that you're dictating your own path. You decide, you control, this is what I want and this is where I'm going. So long, I don't care about anybody else, anything else. It's my way or the highway. Maybe you feel that way and you're wandering. Oh, I haven't had enough success in this job, so I'm just going to go look for another one. Oh, this guy doesn't work for me, so I'm going to divorce him and go to another one. Or the guy I'm dating, I'm going to get rid of him and go to another one. Or it can be a girl you're dating and you go to another one. Right, guys? Emotionally unstable, wandering. A divided heart is selfish. You're concerned more for you. It's not about self-love, but it's about self-me. What happens to me? You're also threatened by other success. Remember the comparison trap? Yeah. Selfish. Well, if I can't be up where they are, well, then they don't amount to anything. So you bad talk the greats, hoping to make yourself better. This is all sounding wonderful, isn't it? Here's another one for you. A divided heart is inconsistent. You don't know if you're coming or going. You don't know what's really right or wrong sometimes. It's what? You do what you just got to do. And you're very inconsistent with it. There's no pattern. Maybe it's because, oh, it's the new thing and, oh, man, it's in vogue. So count me in. I'm there. Your divided heart is also malnourished. And I'm not just necessarily talking about nourishment of food, but trying to fill up with this hunger with stuff of the world. You know, the shopping, the drugs, the alcohol, the smoking, even having more children. Because you see, they're trying to fill these gaping holes of hurt and sorrow and unrest and overwhelm. I just can't get it right. It just feels like I'm missing something. I don't feel fulfilled. That's malnourished. Another characteristic of a divided heart is fearful. You don't know what to expect. You have lost all control. Well, at least that's what you feel. That's what you think. That's what you believe. So you're fearful. Well, if I do this, well, then I don't know. You see all the negative, and the positive might be there a little bit, but it tends to fade away. Any of these sounding familiar to you? Ultimately, a divided heart brings to life the question, who am I? Whoa. That kind of stops you in your tracks. That's like, whoa, that's like the train coming out from nowhere. And all of a sudden you see the lights right in front of you. And you're like, well, Christiane, I could have put off those other six, but you brought in number seven. Now I'm worried. Now I'm concerned. Now I don't know where I fit in. Do you stand there and bring that life question, who am I, to the forefront? Maybe you don't know whose team you're on. Are you on your own team, doing your own thing? Are you playing on maybe your girlfriend's team? You do everything that she says because, well, that's kind of in vogue right now, so you're going with that. Or you're trying to get this job promotion, so you're going to go with that team instead. Or maybe you say, well, I don't know. I'm just going to play the field. Mm-hmm. We know how that works, don't we? Maybe you tend to hang out with different types and different groups of people to fulfill different needs and wants of you. Now, I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but depending upon how you're using them, let's go back to high school. I know we don't want to go back there, do we? But I'm taking you back there. Do you remember Clicks back then? Think about Grease. It was a great musical. Love it. But you could definitely see the Clicks in there. Well, that's what high school is, right? You go and you want to hang out with this group, so you act differently. And this other group may speak a different language. Maybe they use more curse words. So when you're with them, your language is totally different. There's nothing but foul and filth coming out of your mouth. And then wait, then you go with this group and oh, whoa, 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 whoa. We got the style going on. And if you're going to hang with them, you got to dress to the nines. Okay, so for me, yeah. Well, I was one of those oddballs out. I did not fall into any of those crazy cliques. I was just crazy. I was just me amongst the cliques. And I never knew then that I was operating with a different heart, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. I didn't feel like I had to change my language to fit in. I didn't like, you know, curse words and the foul and the filth that came from him. I just was like, okay, whatever. That's the language you speak. I'm not going to condemn you, but I don't have to join in the conversation. I don't have to use those words. And when it comes to dressing to the nines, well, you see, we only had a certain amount of budget. And it was the 80s. And so for me, the budget went to my hair. Oh, it was. I'm telling you, perm to the hilt. And oh, I had this nice little, you know, kind of fro, as my children would say, going on. It was quite fluffy. I know you're laughing. But you see, who are you? A divided heart questions that. It's like you're kind of faltering from one place to the next. You're wandering. You don't know who you belong to, whose you are. But you see, an undivided heart, that's where you have a mended heart. How do you mend a divided heart? You have to have an undivided heart. And this is your kiss, the keep it simple strategy. Walk in truth with an undivided heart. That undivided heart is something found, in my opinion, only through Christ himself. Psalm 86, 11, verse 11 and 12 says this, teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. When we are asked to be on God's team, He doesn't ever let you down. So walk in truth with an undivided heart. And you're like, okay, that sounds great. How do I do that? Well, number one, whose team are you on? And I couldn't help but think of Red Rover. Red Rover, send who right over? Do you send yourself over? Or do you say, I want God over? You only have those two choices. Whose team are you on? Red Rover, Red Rover. Send who right over? So you got to choose. Number two, you have to renew the truth. You have to renew the truth you walk in. What do you believe? What is that truth that you are living by? Is it the Bible? If it's not, then maybe you have questions and you need to seek counsel for that. I'm not saying you have to go to a counselor or a therapist. I'm saying you may need to go to a pastor or someone who has knowledge of that, to a Christian coach like myself. You have to renew the truth. You have to know the truth you walk in. Number three, you have to believe it. Believe the truth that you have now renewed. It's easy for us in our fragments and our brokenness, living our life of trouble, because we are not protected from trouble. We are not exempt from it whatsoever. God did not promise that. He did promise that all things work together for those who believe and trust in Christ. But that doesn't mean it works because we know it's going to. It's going to work in His way, not our way. There is a difference. So you have to renew the truth and believe the truth that you have renewed, which then continues to help what? Build your faith. Do you see how we're getting a stronger foundation? How you mend a divided heart and make it an undivided heart. You walk in truth. And ultimately, you have to take aim. Some of those you may already be saying, oh, I got that, I got that, I got that, I got that. But wait, are you taking action? Action ignites motivation. Take aim. A lot of us are sitting on the couch. We're couch potatoes. And not because we're not doing our fitness. Oh no, we're good at going and doing our strength training and walking and whatever, but we are not good at our strength training in Christ. Hence, we have the new series, My Strength is My Story. I hope it's a series that you are coming to love, because I am coming to absolutely adore it. And it was Christ-given. They kept knocking on my door saying, Christiane, this is the direction you need to go. And I said, I don't feel comfortable doing this. I've been working on the divided heart. I've been saying, oh no, Lord, I know where I'm supposed to go. I want the control. I got this. I got this. And God said, oh no, you don't. And He kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And it wouldn't go away. And things kept showing up. Then I realized that I had to renew the truth and where and who I was walking with. I had to believe once again that ultimately it was not my control, but it was His control. So then I can now take aim. Does it scare me to death what I'm doing with My Strength is My Story? Oh, yes, it is. I mean, because you see, when I'm just talking with you like this and it's just you and me and that's it, I don't have to worry much about technology. Worst case scenario, which has happened, if I lose what I've recorded or something happens to my computer or a microphone doesn't work, well, I just have to figure a way to overcome that. But when I have other people dependent on me, what happens? I become more dependent on God. An undivided heart. The best way to building the strongest foundation you can ever have. You see, when you begin to take action, when you're moving, miraculous things will happen to you. They're not going to happen when you're sitting on the couch. They're not going to happen when you're just writing in that notebook going, oh, I want to do this one day. I'm not saying that's not important, but God is saying, I want an action taker. I know that doesn't mean that you go and you become this humongous bully and it's all about you and all of that. No, because you see, we still have responsibilities. God gets that. But what happens is he begins then to create harmony in our lives. That balance that you're searching for, that missing piece of the puzzle of your fragmented heart, of your brokenness, God's got the answer. He will change your mindset every single day. But it's up to you to take aim. My prayer for you today is put me together, one heart and mind. Then undivided, I'll worship in joyful fear. This is the day that the Lord has created for you. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. As you are going throughout your day and you're thinking about this and what you've heard, maybe you're like, oh, I get some of that, but I don't get all of that. I want to impact, but I don't know how to love unconditionally. I got a divided heart, but I don't quite understand it all. Guess what? Click on the link in the show notes. Take aim. I am here for you. God and I will come beside you. It's free. It's a time to chat with me. Okay? When you click on that link, it's going to open it up. It's going to ask for your name and email address, a few other questions. Answer that. That begins a conversation. I promise you, I do not bite. I come with you with an undivided heart, reaching my hand to you saying, God is with you all the way, ready when you are. Go out and make it an absolutely incredible day with an undivided heart. I love you so much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.